Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Got your jammies on, or you need jammies to jam? We're jamming here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Jay, Victoria, Doug, Jay, Jen, Victoria. We're all here in any form that you would like to discuss the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, the people that people are talking about. So let's start with drugs, ladies. You all set? Let's talk about drugs. Today is National Depression Screening Day. 40 million adults, more or less, in the U.S. have depression or anxiety, struggling with those two things or things that bring them up to being depressed or anxious. The family, friends, coworkers impacted by this, as well as the people themselves who have that condition. So today is National Depression Screening Day, something that's done every year. At this time, it should be done every day, as a matter of fact. Well, this calls attention to it. There's a lot of reasons that it's important. It helps people make an informed diagnosis. It drags depression out of the darkness. And maybe the most important thing is it can help those who are in need of it. I think this is good, but I will tell you that I think on the other side, some people could create in their minds this becoming another drug day. Because, as we all know, a lot of people who have depression and anxiety are appropriately given drugs. And then there are a lot of people who have some form of depression and anxiety who don't do well on drugs, but yet they get on the drugs. And then there are those who take drugs that become depressed or anxious. So I think, although calling attention to this is a good idea, more often than not, the prescribed, literally, a fix for the problem is take some drugs. And I don't know that that's always going to be the best, but I don't know that that's behind the day. I just think that a lot of people listening to this will equate depression, will equate anxiety to drugs and having taken her. And there are some fabulous drugs that help a lot of people to keep from being anxious and depressed. I know folks who take the drugs. It's very good. There's one that begins with a P. What's the one that begins with a P that a lot of people take? Isn't there one drug? Why am I thinking? I don't remember the name of it, but...
Prozac?
Prozac is a big one, yeah.
Prozac, yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, I know. Right, and it's been prescribed for people for a long time. So as we talk about people who are depressed, we all probably know somebody. We all probably have somebody in our families, maybe even we are depressed, or anxious. And I think we all are, to a point, at some point. We all get depressed about stuff. And frankly, I think as much, now this is going to, this will rock your boat, but I think a lot of it has to do with astrology and where the moon is and where the stars are and how it affects you one way or the other. That is, it's mildly, I mean, there are some people just always depressed because the chemical in their body that, what is it? Here I am again, because I don't know much about drugs.
Serotonin,
thank you. See, Jennifer, well, she knows me. Serotonin is something that you have, there are a lot of people who regulate it using various natural things can kind of keep it modestly in check, in control. But anyway, it's something to be thinking about. And in league with that, Seattle City Council has voted to decriminalize psychedelic drugs. These are naturally occurring psychedelics. Let's see, can we pronounce this, ladies?
Psilocybin is the one from magic mushrooms. That's the most popular, or at least the most well known. Mm-hmm. Psilocybin.
People what use does that it. Do to you?
I don't know. I've never taken it, but
anybody
apparently
here ever taken
has
it? Jay, even on any psychedelic drugs?
I mean, I think you're the only one who has from this group here.
You're our expert.
Down in Peru.
Yeah.
I mean, but in Peru, it's used a lot. It's used in ceremonial type situations. Yeah, apparently it has
incredible. I'll tell you that.
I think people like to treat like schizophrenia and stuff with it, right?
Yeah, it has a lot of really good benefits for a lot of different things. I think that they're just kind of now studying.
How closely related? Excuse me.
Trying to with depression and bipolar disorder with that. I have a friend who has severe depression and a couple other things, and she's actually trying to get into a trial study that includes this.
Psychedelic drugs.
Yeah. Magic
so mushrooms. Then one would wonder, because you hear all kinds of things, what's the correct way of applying this information? Some people think the psychedelic drugs help. Some people think they cause the depression and anxiety. I suppose it could be a little of both because all of our chemistry is different, right? One size does not fit all.
I think so.
Right.
A lot of people, I mean, I'm not the person to go to for like much talk on drugs at all, but I think that there are a lot of people who suffer with anxiety because of the drugs that they use, and then they look for other drugs to try to tamp that down.
Mm-hmm. So it's drugs, and more drugs. I think in part of my message is awareness. Part of my message is being somewhat cognizant of how important drugs are in our society and how important the drug companies have tried to make drugs in our society. And you have to look no further or listen no further. In radio, we have lots of drug ads. Television, try to watch a TV show. And
they're keeping TV alive, right?
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical
every
companies.
Every single one
that's all the
of
ads,
the breaks.
Yeah.
On. Yeah. Okay, so now the Johnson & Johnson people who are famous for drugs, amongst other things, some drugs, they've asked the FDA to allow booster shots of its vaccine. Good idea or not? Who knows anybody who's had the J&J? Your father has, right, Jennifer?
I know most of the people I know are all from New York, and they all got J&J. So.
Yeah, a lot of the people I work with got Johnson & Johnson, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I only know a few.
I don't know anybody, but that's, around here, Pfizer was pretty much it. That's all we got, the earlier Pfizer. I've made up my mind that I think Moderna is probably better than Pfizer, but you're not supposed to mix them up, so I didn't. But Johnson & Johnson hasn't held up particularly well, has it, in terms of effectiveness?
In terms of overall keeping you from dying, yes, and it's right up there with the other two. But in terms of those like breakthrough cases where people still got pretty sick, every anecdotal case that I know of, it was all J&J. Like, if you had a breakthrough with Pfizer, you didn't feel great, but you could function. But the people I know who had the breakthroughs with J&J got pneumonia, had to go to the hospital, not hospitalized, but had to go to the to the ER. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, I think the initial data basically said that it wouldn't necessarily keep you from mild or moderate, symptoms, but that it would keep you from dying and keeping you from being, on a ventilator. And that's
better than
what
nothing,
everybody wants, right?
Then, in essence, better than nothing.
But the Moderna-Pfizer thing, I was reading something yesterday that I didn't know before because, you and I both got Pfizer, and we've been talking about, after 6 months you need a booster, and I'm coming up in a couple of weeks on 6 months. And it turns out, really, that it's not that it's not as effective as Moderna, but Moderna did two different trials, and one had a much higher dose of the vaccine, and one was the lower dose. They had already started the trial on the higher dose, pushed that through to the government. That's what the government approved. And so Moderna basically said that they were going to go with the lower dose, but they didn't have enough time before it needed to get approved. So that's why Moderna's lasting longer. It's because everyone just got a bigger dose of it. But it's still almost identical to Pfizer, which is good news because it means we're not getting a lesser vaccine with Pfizer. We just didn't get the same dosage that the Moderna people did.
Hmm. All right, so here's one more. The World Health Organization, to whom most people who have any common sense pay no attention, and maybe I'm making a mistake by even talking about this with regard to their credibility, but they are eager to have malaria vaccines for at-risk children. At-risk means you live in a certain area.
Yeah.
At-risk right? Means
this is huge. I can't believe that there hasn't been a malaria vaccine until now. I mean, mm-hmm. when you know, when you travel, if you're wealthy and you go on safari, you have to go on, you know, 30 days of anti-malaria pills and all kinds of other stuff and shots and protocols before you, you know, go on a fancy vacation.
Isn't that quinine? Don't you have to take quinine and stuff? Isn't that what's...
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. My friends did it, and it was like months of...
When I went to Africa, each time I went, I took quinine and something else. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was not a drug. I do remember it wasn't a drug.
But anyway, but it's pathetic that, you know, we can make sure tourists are safe, but, you know, little children growing up in that area die from malaria like it's an everyday occurrence. It's horrible.
But we have discredited the World Health Organization when it comes to COVID. So how is this? Is this supporting a particular drug or just saying there ought to be a vaccine? Or is there a vaccine that isn't being administered?
There is a vaccine that it's going to go into trials now. I don't remember what the company was who developed it, but, I mean, the World Health Organization didn't develop it. They're just supporting that, yes, this is needed.
Right. If you wanted to try to, this is a great exercise. And okay, how do we say this? Plasmodium falciparum. How's that? Pretty good?
Sure.
Plasmodium falciparum. That's the malaria parasite.
Malaria.
That's how you say it?
Yeah. Plasmodium.
It's just called the malaria drug.
No.
This is the parasite. This is what kills you.
Bug.
The bad bug.
That's
what kills you. Yeah.
Right. The bug. Yeah,
it sounds bad.
I have only had a few mosquito bites this year. They haven't been around as much as there's been so much rain. And they're around now, but they weren't around earlier in the season. When I take Daisy out after I'm off of my radio work in the morning, I take Daisy out for a walk in the woods and the path that's right next to my house. You've seen it, Victoria. There is a path that we take so she can sniff out whatever the bad vermin are, whatever mice and moles have been out there on the path, she's after them. And usually when I walk down there, if it's really late in the morning, I get, you know, a few swats. But after dark, they're not around. It's really interesting. But it's bad stuff. Malaria has been around for a long time. You're right. It's bad stuff. And it usually is more serious with children than it is with adults. It's serious. If you get it, it's serious, period. But more serious with children. So some food for thought there. In the next half hour, the answer to the question, is he or isn't he, or who is or what is? How about that for yes? We'll answer that question, all those questions, as we continue, plus the trending items coming up here. It's 18 after. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out, not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, and if you check your watches and tap the screen, yeah, okay, yeah, it's 23 after. That must mean that Jay Kirshner is ready to jump in with some of the trending things that we have not touched upon yet, and things that we'll talk about here and there through the course of our morning hours together. So there's a big discussion about fights in schools. We've had one here. It was a big brouhaha in Framingham, and there are others to talk about, which we will right after this.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so, Jay, there was a problem apparently down in Arlington, or is it Arlington, Virginia, or Arlington, Texas? I didn't get that.
Arlington,
right.
Texas.
Texas, okay. So this is a big to-do. As I say, in Framingham, a couple of youngsters were, I think, a junior and a senior in high school, various colors and backgrounds, having it out with each other, and who knows why. So what was the reason for this?
Well, this wasn't
fight.
Just a fight. This was a shooting. So this was an active shooting that happened. Four people were hurt. A fight broke out, and one of the students pulled out a handgun. That student was identified as 18-year-old Timothy George Simpkins. He had actually fled the scene and induced a manhunt across North Texas, but then Simpkins turned himself in without incident. He showed up to the police station with his attorney. He was handcuffed in the parking lot, booked on three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and has a bond set of $75,000. And those four victims,
all of them get shot?
All got shot, yeah. No, not all of them got shot.
I thought, well, there were four people that got treated for gunshot wounds.
Yeah. So a teen female suffered a small abrasion. A 15-year-old male was in critical condition and had been in surgery. He got shot. A 25-year-old male ended up being in okay condition, and an adult female who was pregnant was treated and released on the scene.
So is it clear that this kid was the cause? Is there any doubt in anybody's mind?
There's a video.
He turned himself in.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's 18 years old. There will be people who say, well, he's a high school student. He should be treated as a child, not as an adult. There's that. And then
I think what's different about this school shooting is that so many times we have, like, the crazy isolated kid who walks into a school and opens fire and starts mm-hmm. taking people out. This was a lot different. And the social media impact, I think, was crazy. The fact that almost immediately after it happened, there were videos that were being posted of the fight that broke out inside the classroom. And so much so that when it first broke and I saw these videos, I'm like, okay, I don't even know if this is real. Like, I didn't even know if I should talk about it on my radio show. Because I thought maybe it was someone just trying to capitalize on it. But no, it was up and it was available and you could see the fight break out. You could see them punching each other. And then you can hear the sounds of gunshots in another video. I mean, the way the social media had it.
How in the hell did they get it? Does this kid get into school with a gun? And then, a lot of schools don't
Not everyone can afford the metal detectors.
Yeah, and they don't search kids' backpacks. It just
why would a kid bring a gun to school?
Because he's obviously getting into fights, so he's probably doing it for protection, right?
Is he the victim, in a sense, protecting himself? Or
I don't think so.
Did he start it?
Well, as more information comes out, we'll probably find out. But a gun was found on the streets, and they sent it to ballistics to see if this was the gun that was used.
Yeah. All right. Whew. That's a heavy way to start the day, isn't it? 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Clearway Energy Group announced it has signed a virtual power purchase agreement with Toyota Motor North America to support Clearway's 100-megawatt Wildflower solar project in DeSoto County, Mississippi. Toyota will purchase the majority of the electricity. The project will generate 80 megawatts to replace the high emission electricity used in its operation with zero emission renewable electricity on the grid. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is throwing a lifeline to Democrats in a deal that could help our country avoid default later this month. McConnell wrote, "To protect the American people from a near-term Democrat-created crisis, we will allow Democrats to use normal procedures to pass an emergency debt limit extension at a fixed dollar amount to cover current spending levels into December." End quote. On Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman temporarily blocked the SB 8, that's Texas' six-week abortion ban, also known as the heartbeat law. Inflation is burdening wallets in America. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, is reporting households earning about $70,000 a year, the current inflation rate has forced them to spend another $175 a month on food, fuel, and housing. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A Memphis police officer was killed Saturday morning when he was hit by an 18-wheeler while investigating another crash. 34-year-old Officer Daryl Adams was at the scene of a crash on I-40 westbound near North Watkins when the 18-wheeler struck him. Near that location recently, vandals defaced a Geico insurance billboard to read, "Defund the police. See how many lives could be saved." President of the Memphis Police Association, Lieutenant Essica Cage Rosario, tells Fox News the police are valued by Memphis residents.
It's very frustrating. Officers are already suffering the loss of a coworker. This is the third officer we've lost in just as many months. So officers are already feeling a sense of, remorse. They're very saddened about the loss of their coworker, and to see someone put up a billboard in the same area saying defund the police, it's a slap in the face. This group, they clearly took over someone else's billboard and committed an act of vandalism, very brazen, and very unnecessary, if you ask me. The citizens of Memphis overwhelmingly support police and fire here. Recently, they passed a referendum and voted for themselves a tax increase to restore our benefits. So the citizens of this city understand the importance of having good first responders, good qualified police officers.
With over 2,600 employees, the Memphis PD annual budget is $273 million. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour here. It's Thursday already. First week of October under our belts, in a manner of speaking. It's the 7th of October on the DJV program, downloading what's going on. We're acutely, because of what we do, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and I are acutely aware of most everything that's going around. We're on the air for hours every day, so we get inundated with information. And sometimes we have the same info, sometimes we don't. And I think that's what makes the conversation here, and attitudes too, as some of us don't. We don't always have the same attitude or viewpoint, and that's what makes this, as much as I do say so myself, of a stimulating experience. And you can respond to whatever it is that we're talking about on our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can listen to discussions that we continue to have. You may not have the time, so we can point you to the full show being aired at djvshow.com every day, and our download as well. We were jamming to Adele, and that brought us around to thinking about how popular she is and talking about her upcoming single, Easy on Me. That's just part of the discussion on the download that's currently available. Well, they're all there, but the most recent one, discussion of El Nino and La Nina. And I must say, Jennifer, as many times as we've had this conversation, I still am confused. Almost, think about it. It's very
Nina and Nino.
Well, that's the boy
male and
the girl.
Female. Yeah. So does that mean
warmer and one's cooling?
Yes. Well, yeah. One means a lot of rain and one means little rain. I think it's El Nino that is lots of rain, and La Nina is drier.
Okay, so the feminine is drier, the masculine is wetter. Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Right? You can take it for whatever you want, however you want to take it. So the question comes to one of the many questions this week. Talk about Facebook and it's going down into the drain for a day. And then wondering whether it was because we're so, when we hear these things, okay, the cyber guys got it, the criminals got it, Facebook, and some people would say, yay, because they don't like Zuckerberg. That isn't what happened. But it's hardly a day in our lives that we wouldn't hear a story about some cyber criminal stalking some business, some individual business, a store, a people. A lot of radio stations have been hacked in the last 6-7 months. As a matter of fact, they knocked a bunch of stations off the air. I'm trying to remember where it was, but there was a whole company that was knocked off the air for all of its stations for a while. So there's this question, and I don't know whether it's fear-based or not. I would ask Victoria first because she's the one who keeps us up on trending things with our Facebook or our, not Facebook report, but our technology report. Can we be over prepared? Can we be over worried about a cyber attack? And I'm saying this, I don't know if this fits into it or not, but I had to cancel another credit card yesterday because somebody got a hold of the numbers of the credit card and we're using it to charge things to Apple. So, got to cut the card
up. I just had to get rid of my bank card because someone was charging things to Walmart.
So that's cyber criminality as well. It's big, little, but it's all over the place.
You know what? I think, yes, there is the cyber stuff that's really easy for people who are sitting at home trying to crack into your passwords and steal all your stuff. But for the people who say that they're only interested in the mail, I'll tell you what, our trash can was vandalized at CRM this week, which is a company I run with my dad, and we have security cameras, and so I watched. And these two guys come walking up to our dumpster, which is locked, by the way, and they ripped the top off of it.
Nighttime or daytime, John?
Nighttime, 1:35 in the morning. They ripped the top off of it. And so they ruined the trash can, which means you have to call and get the thing replaced. And they started pulling out bags of trash, disgusting, and looking through everything. And I couldn't figure out what in the heck they were looking for.
Bank statements that aren't shredded.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information people can get from your trash.
But how crazy is that, that they had flashlights out, like it was a full-on operation, and then they had an unmarked van, a white minivan with no license plate, that pulls up and they take off. They didn't take anything from us, thankfully, because all of the important stuff we shred.
Yeah.
But come on.
But most people don't, and they're looking for, and it's really the thing, and to answer your question, Doug, no, I don't think we can be over-prepared because that has not happened yet. No one has been over-prepared for a cyber attack, and if anything, people are so ill-prepared for it, and that's why we keep seeing these massive data breaches. But it's really amazing, back in the day when cyber criminals kind of started out, if they had your social security number then, and even like today, then that's where they can really do a lot of damage. Now they don't even need your social. They could take the last four digits of your social. They can take any part of an address where you used to live. There are so many things. All they need to have is one bit of information that's correct, and they can go onto any site and open up an account in your name or hack into your existing account because if they have one piece of information that's right. It could be your cell phone number. It could be your home address. Like, any of those, when people ask you those questions, like, what was the name of your first pet? And what was the street you grew up on? You shouldn't even put the right answer down because that stuff all gets leaked in data breaches. And then now everyone has your security question answers. And that's probably how your credit card got hacked. It's really simple now.
Wow. So I should use
Wrong answer in. A lot of cyber experts say don't ever put the correct answer in if
Isn't
your favorite English teacher was
that.
So-and-so. And because as soon as that all gets breached, now everyone knows. And all those security questions are all the same thing. It's always the same five or six choices. So now they have all of your answers. And people seem to be creatures of habit, so they'll go onto another website, open the account, answer the same security questions, and now someone already has the answers.
pretty disgusting, isn't it, about people and what they're made up of.
Back in the 80s, people used to say, like, you know, that phrase, you have to practice defensive driving. Well, now you have to practice defensive interneting.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay. The U.S. Marshals, Jennifer, think that a fan seen during a game closely resembles a fellow who is a swindler and a convicted bank fraudist. Somebody along the same line here. So is this, or isn't it? You see these pictures of this guy. How? And by the way, who's looking? This tells you, this is even more telling than the individual guy being identified, is that they're scanning people in the stands of a baseball game.
Well, I think that it wasn't that they were scanning looking for this guy, perhaps, but it was the fact that he was right behind home plate. And so in every shot, almost, he was there. You can see, like, for instance, Mary Hart and Larry King, when he was alive, used to sit right behind home plate at the Dodger game. Yeah. Well, Mary Hart still sitting there. And so you see her and you see the people sitting around her. This guy happened to be sitting in the television view. And so there are now people thinking that it's this guy whose name is John Rufo, who I guess was convicted in the 90s of like $350 million in bank fraud in a scheme, and he was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. He was given a bond, but then he just never showed up, and about $13 million of the money was never recovered. So in September 2016, a tip came in to investigators that he had been at a Boston Red Sox and L.A. Dodgers baseball game in Los Angeles. August 5th, 2016, he was sitting about four rows up from home plate wearing a blue shirt. And the marshals actually believe that this is probably him. And true, it looks like him, certainly, with some age on him. But, you know, again, there are cameras everywhere. Are they going to be able to get him because of this?
Yeah, well, you know, Whitey Bulger, as you tell that story, I'm thinking about Whitey Bulger.
He did for years.
He used to do the same thing. He would go to the Dodger. He lived in L.A., moved to Santa Monica, and had a lot of cash in the walls of his apartment, that kind of stuff. And he was under the radar for years and years and years after killing all those people in Boston as a member of the Irish Mafia. And, you know, pretty much everybody knows the story of Whitey Bulger. So he didn't really hide himself too well. He'd sit, there's a bar for Boston people who live in L.A. called, I think it's Sonny O'Brien's. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard. He used to go there every Sunday and watch the Patriots games, watch the Red Sox play.
It was a really worst kept secret in Los Angeles.
And
people knew
so,
what it was.
Right. And so, in this circumstance, I wonder, here's a guy who's a fugitive that loves sports and goes to the Dodgers Red Sox game. How many of these crooks come from Boston? It's probably we were just talking off the air about City on a Hill, the show that Kevin Bacon starred in, and my friend Tucker was the bad guy in the first season. And that was, a story about Boston criminality and how, you know, Boston has this really strange fight with itself as to its heritage and history and all the names that are so important to American history. But there also is a huge history of crooked dealings, really bad criminals that came out of Boston. It's really kind of an interesting, you know, there's a, I don't know if every city, can we point to every city in the country and find that? I don't know, but I know because I come from Boston, I guess I'm more acutely aware of it. It's almost like we're fighting with each other as to what our identity is.
Well, very kind of like New York, I feel like, is known for their corruption, like when it comes to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really.
Right?
Yeah. Political corruption.
Yeah, well,
else.
And also like well-kept criminal secrets, sort of. I don't know. I don't know if other states share that same reputation.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of reputations and what's indoors and outdoors, L.A.'s, the city council has approved an ordinance that requires proof of vaccination. So how's that going to work? Indoors, outdoors, everywhere?
It's not going to work for me, that's for sure. I think that this is, I'm going to live my life. And if anybody asks me for a vaccine card, I will leave. I think that it is all about enforcement here. And if no one complies, then they can't enforce it. This is unconstitutional.
But you know people will comply.
Already there are. But this is it. There are well over 75% of California has already gotten the vaccine. Primarily, this is going to impact minority groups. And so what you've created now is black people eating dinner outdoors and white people eating dinner indoors. And I think it's disgusting. Wow. I think it is not a good look. And I can't stand for it. I won't. And so it's not about the vaccine. It's not about whether you have it or not. You either stand for freedom or you don't. And that, to me, is just where I have to draw a line. I'm very fired up about these mandates. I think it's a poor idea. I think it's segregation. I think it's divisive. We do not need it. And it shouldn't be dividing people with vaccines and without. We should all be standing together on this front. And truly,
but when people don't want to take responsibility to keep other people safe and healthy, then what's, you know?
But it's not, but here's the thing. Over 75% of California already has the vaccine. That's number
one. That's same in Jersey.
Number
yeah.
two, it is not my job to keep you healthy, and it's not your job to keep me healthy.
Well, as citizens in, you know, in a civilization civilization, you have responsibility for your fellow citizens. You don't call for someone's
ability.
Okay. Well, obviously, you're saying it's a free for all, basically. No one should care about what anyone else is doing.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is,
if you stand for this country, if you believe in freedom and liberty, and if you believe in what this country was founded on, and if you do not believe in segregation, you cannot stand for the mandates.
You can still
tell people to take their personal responsibility seriously, and I think many, many people have, but to insinuate that people who have chosen for whatever reason not to get a vaccine are somehow impacting the health of other people, that's not true. People are passing around COVID, whether they have the vaccine or not. We need to deal with personal responsibility about how people should keep themselves at home when they're not feeling good and do the right thing and provide that education.
But people aren't doing that. I agree with your point of view on liberty. But now that not everybody is. That's the problem. We have so much variety.
That is the problem.
All these people that are coming into this country from who knows where.
Honestly, they're not the ones driving COVID, though.
I know, but they're not the ones that are driving COVID.
But who cares if people even get COVID at this point? Most people are surviving. Focus on the therapeutics. Focus on what we're going to do. The number's never going to be zero. I've got news for you. Mark it down. No mandate, no nothing is ever going to make this zero.
It's not going to be slow to spread. It's not going to go away. Right. But it's not going to go away. But the problem, though, is if we don't have everyone vaccinated, then we just keep creating these pockets for new variants to pop up. And then it's another whole thing that we have to deal with.
All right.
If we focus on therapeutics, it wouldn't matter.
It's 48 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Persona's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time for today. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The technology focus, first of all, is on Uber. What are they trying to do to make life better?
Well, Uber is trying to make your trip to the airport a little bit better. As we know, you know, people are flying again, not at the same rate pre-pandemic, but the people are back at the airport. And so Uber is rolling out this new feature in select cities. They're going to start out at major cities, major hubs, and then it's going to roll out probably to a more local or regional airports. So in select cities right now, customers can book a ride to the airport 30 days in advance. And some of the updates, now, this is not new. Uber Reserve has existed, but they're adding a lot of specific airport stuff, which is pretty cool. So now you can send your flight information to your Uber driver. They will track the progress of your flight in real time. So the company's also deploying machine learning to improve curbside pickups. Uber sees this as an opportunity to strengthen its position as the first choice for pickups and drop-offs as opposed to, you know, hiring a traditional limousine service. And so Uber is, what they want you to do is when you book this in advance, you'll provide all of your flight info. Within 24 hours of landing, they will, your Uber driver will start tracking all of your flight. They will send you notifications of delays and potential early arrivals, which is also helpful. The algorithm is going to respond to any time changes, adjusting the reservation pickup time automatically, and it informs the driver. Now, under Uber Reserve, you also are going to get you're going to get a free 1 hour grace period, which is new. And so you'll get 60 minutes complimentary wait time, no additional charge to you. And if you are someone who cares about the Uber drivers themselves, Uber drivers will be paid extra overtime by Uber, but they will not pass that cost on to the customer. So they are actually doing the right thing. They're taking care of the driver. And so now if you don't want to plan in advance and you kind of like, you know, booking things last minute, you can do more of the traditional route with Uber, which is called Ready When You Are. And customers who request a ride once you land, you can choose 20 minutes, 10 minutes, or as soon as possible. And so they will meet you right in the baggage area. So Uber is definitely trying to make themselves more efficient when it comes to the airport.
I found they're very unreliable at LAX. anymore. It used to be great, and it's a mess now. So maybe this, hopefully, for people to use it,
I think this is also Uber trying to present to the airports that they can do this in a very orderly fashion.
Mm.
Because I know LAX moved all the taxis and limo drivers right away from the terminal. Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. Okay, Twitter in our focus right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
All right. So, Victoria, what's going on with Twitter?
Well, Twitter's testing new prompts on iOS and Android that warn you before you jump into a conversation that could get heated. And so there's a prompt that drops down into a conversation in progress that says conversations like this can be intense, you think? In another example, which seems like it appears if you try to reply to one of those intense conversations, it's titled Let's Look Out for Each Other and lays out three bullet points to encourage empathetic and fact-based conversations. Now, the prompts are being tested right now. Essentially, you know, as you're tweeting, it's going to use machine learning to pick up on the topics that you're tweeting about. And so it literally, if you're unsure about posting, obviously, it's like your mother said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Twitter's also telling you the same thing, essentially. If you're not really sure if you want to send out an incendiary tweet, then you should not tweet. But if you are going to jump into these conversations, whether it's, you know, anything political or vaccine-related or whatever else that has been a lot of, you know, the subject of a lot of misinformation, Twitter will also prompt you to retweet an article that they think you've read, and that could help decrease the spread of misinformation. So this is another tool that Twitter's trying out. Who knows if it'll stick around or not?
Lots of misinformation, so whatever you have to straighten it out will be helpful, one would hope.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.